Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington County Conservation Naturalist Pam Holtz about the Halloween hike.
The annual Mar Park Halloween hike, it's on Saturday, October 15th. So what can you tell me about it?
Well, it's an alternative to traditional Halloween activities. So instead of having a theme around Halloween, it's usually around the natural world. And this year, our theme is around oceans in Iowa, which, as far of a stretch that may sound, actually in Iowa's geological past, there were several times that some warm, shallow oceans covered the interior of the United States. And so we're kind of focusing on those time periods. You know, we all think of nice, warm Caribbean oceans. It's kind of like that, only with crazier critters from the past.
How did you decide on this theme?
Good question. I was trying to think of something, and it had been something rolling in my head lately, and I thought it's just like, you know, everyone thinks about going to, you know, the tropics for the winter. It's like, well, let's kind of bring it to them. So as the weather gets a little bit cooler, they can think of how warm it felt when they were on the hike.
Why go away from like typical Halloween themes and choose something different? What's the purpose of that?
Well, first of all, not everybody likes traditional Halloween stuff for a variety of reasons, whether that's too scary or whatever. Second thing is it's a nice time of the year to do a really big program. It actually is for naturalists. They do a variety of different kinds of hikes across the state, so it's kind of tradition in my field. And it's always something nice to have an alternative family activity. And actually, for a lot of people, and especially younger kids, just getting out at night is scary. So we kind of view it as a way to show them, hey, it's just like, here's some fun stuff about nature. And yeah, it's dark, but it's not too bad.
What do people need to do to sign up for this, or do they need to sign up for it?
If they have any questions, they can call me here at the Nature Center at 657-2400. Otherwise, they can show up anytime between 6:45 and 8 o'clock. You know, if they don't come with it, usually there's a rush right at the beginning, so I always recommend come, you know, after 7 to 7:30. Usually you get spaced out quite a bit then. So it's kind of a start anytime in that time period. And there'll be someone to greet you, and you'll sign in, and you'll get common directions of, you know, of how to go down, which way to go down the trail and what to watch out for. So there's four stations outside. It starts at Shelter 3, and then it ends, goes down our Pine Trail, and then it ends at the Nature Center where we'll have refreshments and hot cocoa and apple cider, depending on how cold it is and or how warm it is, and make some crafts. So they'll be able to take some stuff home as well.
How long does the hike usually take for individual families?
I mean, it can vary. It depends on how much they get into each station. Some people can go through it really quickly. But if you're going to do all activities and everything at the center and have a nice snack, I would plan for at least an hour.
Okay.
So sometimes a little bit longer if kids really get into it. So some families can zip through it a little bit quicker and work. And it's nice that way because you can work it at your own pace. So if you have younger kids that don't have the attention span, then you can go faster if you need to.
What sort of turnout have you traditionally had for your Halloween hikes, and what are you kind of expecting for this year?
Well, we usually have over 100 people to 250 people attend. And with the weather being nice, I'm expecting a good crowd. And on top of that, one factor that's really in our favor this year, and this doesn't, and we can't always schedule it with it, but it's one day off the full moon. So it's going to be bright. The October full moon is one of the brightest moons that we usually have year. And I remember one year I did it during a full moon, and it was almost too bright. It was just like almost walking around, you know, in the evening time. It's like, this is all totally normal. You can see anything that I have hidden. But it does make it kind of nice because you don't have to worry about where your feet fall and worry about tripping so much because there's a lot of natural lighting, which is the preferred way I like to go through the woods.
Speaking subjectively, what would you say, and I realize this might be, you know, choosing which one of your kids you like best, but what would you say is your favorite station on the hike?
Oh, well, this is the first time that I've done it with this theme, I'd have to say it's going to be a toss-up between the crinoid maze, filter feeder maze they have to go through without getting eaten, I have a station with a lot of Cub Scouts, and they're going to be fish, and we're going to have to eat them. It's not as bad as it sounds, but it will be fun because I got some plastic bag balls that are, you know, very light, but it'll be some fun practice.
All right. Well, is there anything else about the event that you'd like to let people know about?
Again, any questions, I'll be out here at Mar Park, and they can start anytime from 6:45 to 8 o'clock. Things will keep happening in the center after that. If the weather is bad, we will still have things happening here in the center. Things will just be modified. It'll be lots of fun. It's open for all ages. And again, questions, 657-2400.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Pam Holtz. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.